Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Well, joining us now will be Bridget from our hockey department.
Yep.
Scott from the hockey department's got to do other important things. He's got to go interview Charlie Jacobs or whatever as we needle him because Bruins forward Pavel Zacha is here with us on set. Two consecutive 20-goal seasons, your second year with the Boston Bruins. And, you know, Charlie Jacobs was in here a little bit earlier, and I know you came over from the Devils, but when you come to Boston, I think as an athlete, you find out really quickly whether you're playing for the Bruins or the Red Sox or whomever, that the Jimmy Fund is really important this time of year. Thanks for coming by. I'm just curious for you. You get to Boston and you learn the things here are a little different, I guess, than in other NHL markets. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. No, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here. Coming to Boston, I only knew, you know, one team before playing for New Jersey, and then coming here, you kind of hear around the league how the Boston teams are, you know, set up, and especially having some Czech players, you know, in the past year, we kind of had talks here how amazing the city and the fans are, and then being able to experience it myself is amazing, and I'm really happy that I was able to, you know, be traded here and play a role that I'm playing for the Bruins.
Go ahead, Bridget.
Fourier
just doesn't want to ask a hockey question.
Well, I have a hockey question. He's pointing to you.
Excited.
Well, I thought we were first going to ask him about how his summer was, how his pasta's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, it was good, you know, seeing all the guys there and being able to celebrate, you know, pasta's wedding and, you know, his life moving forward was amazing. So, you know, that's one way, you know, midsummer, kind of have a little break and celebrate something, you know, special that he has going on in life, and being there, seeing his family, everyone happy. It was a great time.
Did you have the lock boxes for the phones though? Did it, like, is that like a Joe Rogan show where the phones got confiscated so that there was no evidence and it was only the official photographer, or was everybody allowed their own flash photography at this thing?
No, everyone was allowed, you know, to have their phones, but I think, you know, everyone had a really good time, and I think everyone just kept their phones in their pocket.
Nothing on TMZ, it must have been a fun time
like the McAvoy wedding where Bergeron was spinning Marshawn around and
yeah, who got, like, you know, who had no inhibitions, just completely went nuts. Hey, it's a wedding. Hey, let's who went the nuttiest? Like, I mean, it's a get out of jail free card for wedding, like, you know, antics. That's my rule. It's like winning a championship. Do whatever you want for 24 hours. No one can hold it against you. So were you the one?
No, I'm actually more of a quiet quiet guy there, but I feel like everyone, when it was dancing, I kind of joined in, and I think it was good. It started raining for a little bit, and, you know, I saw Pasta getting a little bit nervous because it was outside the wedding, and then guys just stood up and started dancing in the middle, and they played louder music right before dinner, and just everyone started to have a good time, and I think that's part of it. I was kind of thinking when I was there, just the core of the group of the Bruins, for, you know, he had a lot of players there who retired or played there with him, and you can just see how everyone's still close, even that haven't played here for 5-6 years, and they're still there having a good time, and everyone knows each other. It's a that kind of tells you that Boston is a special place to play, and you make friends for life there too. So it was great time.
So the summer and you getting ready again. Back-to-back 20-goal seasons. You've stayed upright. You've stayed healthy. The routine is good. You're clearly settled in here. What was this summer like for Pavel Zacha in terms of trying to get better for next season? Like, what did you maybe add to the routine in the offseason, if anything?
Yeah, I think it was – I had a little bit longer season this year because of the World Championships that I went after. But I think a little bit more working out on staying, being able to play the more and more minutes that, that I've been able to play last season. So it was something that we talked after the season, kind of focus on, staying, like maybe talking to Bergie about how he was prepared, that he was able to compete, the whole season playing more and more minutes. And that's something that I, try to work on, especially on the ice now too, when we're back to that. And that's something I kind of trying to get better in a little bit every season, but it's a lot of mental training too that I've been trying to do and kind of prepare myself for the season that way too.
Yeah, and for you, now you potentially end up on a line with Elias Lindholm, who gets brought in. Pasternak, maybe that's where you're adding some extra minutes, being on the ice more. What is it like as you played against him? What did you see from Elias Lindholm that you think he can help the offense?
Yeah, I think he's a great, two-way player, but I think, you saw the stats, how well he was playing, and just playing against him, he's really hard player to play against. He's offensive, he can score goals, and I think he's going to complement whoever's going to play on the line with, and we're just super excited, to bring some good players this offseason to be even better this year than we were last.
Do you expect to play on his line, or do you think you might end up, because you're both centers, mm-hmm. Do you think you guys might end up staggered or together? Or you just don't know yet?
I don't really know yet, but I think, they brought him in for a reason, and they know that I can play wing and center how I played with Krejci and Pasternak and 2 seasons ago, and something that, when you have a good players in line, you kind of want to play, and I'm just excited to see what the season brings, because I know, Montgomery really, likes to switch up lines sometimes too, so you kind of play with everyone during the season to see once the playoff starts. He knows the perfect lines, who to match, so that's something that's been going on for 2 years, and I'm excited for that.
Who's the big Russian bear you were telling me about?
Nikita Zadorov.
Yeah, I didn't want to try and say his name. I knew I was going to mess it up. Big, strong, physical guy. Yeah. His nickname's the Russian bear, or did you just nickname him that?
I didn't nickname him that.
Okay, I feel like I'm giving her credit. Big physical guy. Is physicality something that you guys thought was missing from your team last year?
I think a little bit. I think especially before playoffs and forward, got hurt.
Yeah.
And we didn't have, we had Brandon Carlo, who was a really big, defenseman, and now bring in Zadorov, and I think it always helps you, especially in, end of the seasons, the playoffs. You can see the physical teams really go far in the distance in playoffs, so I'm excited that we have someone like that coming in.
You mentioned Jim Montgomery and the lines kind of moving things around and stuff like that. How did you have to adapt to that? Is that something that you're just used to in terms of being moved around? Because I'm sure there are some guys who are like, I'm the first line left wing, don't move me, for crying out loud. Like, Marchand getting moved around on the whole, we understand that. But is that, I don't know, does it keep you on edge? Is it something you have to prepare yourself for? I'm just curious. A lot of people in our world talk about Monty moving the lines around. Is it a big deal for you?
I think he kind of does a good job about talking to you about why he made the move and who you're going to play with. Like, let's say I was in the center and he was more, a little bit more defensive role. And then when he moved me to a wing, he was like, we need some more offense from the team. That's why we're moving you to a wing and stuff. I think he's really good at talking to players. And it also gives him ideas. When the team's not going good in first period, he's like, okay, these look good a couple of games ago. Let's try this lineup. And I think that, it worked pretty good last 2 years. And I think he's doing a good job with that.
I like it a lot. I know that we got to run, and it is Pavel Zacha's with us, but my grandfather was born in Prague. What is your favorite Czech dish?
My favorite Czech dish, I think it would be duck with sauerkraut and dumplings.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that sounds... Does it have like a Czech name?
It's Pečená kachna. It's like a... The duck name, and it just, when you order it there in Prague, especially those little pubs there, it's
I know
amazing.
Very little. Like, I even looked up the roast sirloin and the cream sauce is Svikova.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
it is. Yeah. I remember my grandfather just saying that as a kid. So I'm like, oh, what is that? Oh, it's meat.
Can you get any of that? Like, can you get any of your home, like, you know, cooked meals here? Any restaurants that you would go to kind of remind you of home?
It's hard. I don't think there's that many, like, Czech or Polish restaurants around here. But it's my parents, when they bring their own flour and everything, and they cook for me.
You gain like five, six pounds every time they come.
I love that.
That's got to feel good when mom and dad roll out.
I was going to say.
Just see the suitcase.
Yeah. That's the best. Food. Is it a holiday thing, or is it a, like, during the season thing? Like, in January, do you wake up and go, damn, I need me some goulash or something like that?
Sometimes, yeah. I think there's one restaurant actually in Edmonton that we go to always as Czech guys. There's one Czech place, so we go there. So we're excited for it the whole year to go.
Especially, I think it'd be a reason to get excited about going to Edmonton.
I know.
I was just going to say the only reason Edmonton would ever be circled on a calendar is to go to a great Czech restaurant or something like that. Hey, Pavel, thanks for the time. This has been great, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Good meeting you. Good seeing you. And another good season for the Bruins, hopefully, coming up.
Can't wait. All right, I appreciate it.
Pavel, thank you, man. We appreciate
it. Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.